I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Toxic ash and tsunami damage are what's left of the volcanic eruption over a week ago in Tonga, one of the world's largest in three decades. Mission Aviation Fellowship got us in touch with contacts at Tonga Christian Radio. Andrew Marriott, global representative for Tonga Christian Radio, spoke with manager Willie Florian, who saw it all happen.
Willie reported to me that as they were watching the dust cloud rising into the air, they were hearing explosions that sounded like gunshots. The noise was so loud that people were on their knees. They were covering their ears because of the power of the explosion.
Heavy ash damaged several island power lines and contaminated water supplies. But Tonga Christian Radio is still on the air broadcasting hope. Please pray for swift recovery efforts and healing in Tonga. Like a farmer tills the ground before planting seeds, the Lord is breaking up spiritual strongholds in the Middle East and North Africa. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries.
The Holy Spirit is doing a work in North Africa, particularly Morocco. I can't testify to exactly what's going on, but you just see this excitement on social media to discuss spiritual things, to talk about spiritual truth in Jesus Christ and knowing salvation.
There are no church buildings in Morocco, and Islamic oppression has dominated the country for 1,000 years. But that landscape is slowly changing as Moroccans encounter the gospel online and connect with the underground church.
Often these persecuted areas also have very high growth in the church.
Please pray God will bring the actors IMM needs to finish a video series for Morocco. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.